You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
You're listening to a podcast right now, driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast. I'm your host, Jaden Schaefer, joined by the absolutely legendary Jamie McCulley, the man, the myth, and the legend, the YouTube celebrity and influencer that we all know and love. Okay, today on the podcast, we're talking about a bunch of new stuff that is being rolled out by Google Gemini, and specifically, they're making more integrations into Docs, Sheets, Slides, and Drive. I love it. Gemini is something that I went from basically when it was called Bard, never using because it was flaming garbage, to really actually appreciating a lot of stuff that Google does. I use a lot of AI features in Google products now. I can comfortably say, I think what their secret was really getting in front of everybody on Google search, showing their snippets were good. And then I kind of started using it. And sometimes when I get rate limited on a website or sometimes they just have features like with their video generation or with some of their like audio podcasting stuff that's just, you don't see anywhere else. So like Notebook LM. So Google's doing great. I want to talk about some of these cool integrations and how you can use them in your business to grow your business, make money. Speaking of which, if you want to grow and scale your business using AI tools, we would absolutely love to have you as a member of the AI Hustle School community. Every week we post bonus content and tips, things that are happening. For example, I recently posted about Lovable had a day they were completely free with unlimited credits over on Lovable where you could build anything you wanted. Anthropic was giving away $100 in free API credits. There was $250 from Stripe that you could get. And all this was to help you start a business. And so if I posted this to the community and a bunch of people were building with it and being able to use that. If you want to get these kind of notifications, go join the school community. I have a whole video we posted this week about how I got $4,000, 33 million credits from 11 labs. I'll explain exactly how I did that and how you can do that as well. If you need free 11 labs credits, $4,000 worth, I don't know who needs that much, but it is amazing to have. So anyways, if you want to check it out, it's like $19 a month, amazing value. Go join the school community. It's amazing. Okay, let's talk about what's going on with Google. Jamie, tell me what you're most excited about between Docs, Sheets, Slides, and Drive. What are the features you're most excited for?
Yeah, so I mean, there's been the email summary AI tool for a while now, and that's, you know, that can be useful. But Gemini is really, they're really tapping into some of the capabilities now, which is really cool. I recently did a Google Meet with a potential client and had Gemini summarize the whole meeting. So, you know, about 5 minutes after our call, Gemini automatically spit out basically an exact summary of what we talked about with bullet points. Super helpful, super amazing. So that's one feature I really love.
I didn't realize they did that. There are so many startups that are like, that is basically what their entire startup is doing. I'm thinking of like Firefly and all these note taker ones. Yep. Okay, when did they roll that out? And like, is there a special button? Do you have to be like a premium user? Like, can anybody do this?
That's a great question. Yeah, so this, I mean, I guess I didn't really realize it was that new of a feature, but it must be. So, because I've done, you know, Zoom calls before or even a Google Meet and there'll be like a third party joined and it's like the third party note-taking app. But this now, I'm signed up for Gemini Pro or I don't know what it's called, premium, the $20 a month plan because I've been doing some VO3 video generating. So I think part of that is some additional features with Gemini. This one was a note taker. So basically right before the meeting, I just had, do you want Gemini to take notes? And I said, yes. And then it immediately did all that for me. So, and then boom, pops to me an email right after the meeting with a full summary, super helpful stuff. So that's one thing that I practically have been using and has been really cool, in the past, you know, that was last week I did that. So, so they're basically taking all the tools and integrating now Gemini and taking them to the next level. So, one of the examples they gave is, you know, if you had there was an HOA meeting and you wanted to, you know, draft an email, help me create something from, drafting a newsletter from the HOA meeting, you know, from the stuff we talked about. It basically would be able to pop that out for you, format it, and have it look nice and professional. It seems like they're going to be able to integrate, you know, making graphs and things into their summaries now too, which is really cool. Jane, what do you think about all of this?
Okay, so the first thing I want to say is I absolutely hate the example that they give of the the HOA meeting. Yeah. They're like, for example, you can get it to draft a newsletter for your neighborhood association. Well, oh, like whoever it works at Google that is on the HOA board, I hate you. Just kidding, but like sort of. I don't ever want to read an HOA newsletter. I just don't want to hear from them. Okay, I'll spare you my HOA gripes. Dude, my HOA bill for random weeds I had 2 years ago is still in the mail. So anyways, yeah, Arizona HOAs are crazy. Getting over that, I do think that the use case on documents is really cool. If you're following on YouTube, you can see me sharing my screen and showing you what that like looks like exactly. But they'll have a bubble that comes at the bottom of your document and you're like working with it to write inside of Docs. I think this is important because everyone was doing this already. They were just going to ChatGPT, getting it to write things, and they were pasting it into Google Docs. I do this as well. Like Google Docs is my place where I kind of organize and sort things. I know it's like where all my documents are saved. ChatGPT, I think, tried to do some sort of document like features inside, but like no one goes to ChatGPT to like look for your docs. You don't have like a big folder of all your docs in there that are easily accessible that most people are using. And maybe that's in there somewhere that I'm unaware of. But Google Docs is kind of the place where it goes together. So why would they make you all go over to, you know, ChatGPT to generate it? You should just be able to generate it right inside of Docs. I think this is fantastic. They have a couple of features in here that I do think are cool that people will use. One of them is to match writing style. It's a new feature that can, like, if you have one document with a writing style, in their example, they're like, if you have like a travel document, but I think more likely, I might write like a memo for my company, or I might write up a blog post or a podcast script. And, you know, I put a lot of time and energy into making this exactly how I want. Then I go get ChatGPT to write another one that's like something similar, but it just doesn't sound like me, right? So being able to use this kind of match writing style and have it, look, this is what I sound like, match this writing style, that it to me is amazing. They also have one for matching a format. I kind of hate the example. We've heard it is the most overused example is travel itineraries. I don't know if that's just something that people do a lot or what, but anyways, so I'm going to try to think of another example. Let's say you have a blog post in a specific format where you have specific bullet points, you have specific ways you do your SEO inside of that document, or like a newsletter that you send out. You can have it match the example one. So I think this is really cool. Both of those are awesome features I'd be excited for. They, of course, just have Help Me Write. And I'm going to be honest, I've actually, inside of Gmail a lot, I don't know if you use this, Jamie, but I've been using this a lot inside of Gmail. Half the time it's voice to text on my phone if I'm on the go. You can highlight it and just say, polish this. And Gemini will just like rewrite it, but to be more polished or more professional. Nice. I appreciate that because I just want to express things the way I want to express them, but they're not always the most like polished or clear. My wife always complains about my grammar and punctuation. So this is a lifesaver for myself. I'm sure maybe that's not a problem for everyone in the world, but for me, it's amazing. And so it doesn't like change it a lot, but it will just kind of polish it and format it nicer. So I appreciate that and actually use that feature a lot in Gmail.
Yeah, that's cool. I think, you know, I love that they are integrating Gemini so much with these tools that we've used for years and know how to. So it's really, I think they're complementing it really well. And it feels natural, a lot of these integrations. So yeah, I'm pretty excited about it.
Something else that's cool is over on Sheets, they're doing something where you can have Gemini generate a fully editable slide in your deck. Now ChatGPT tried to do something sort of like this where they have their Canva integration, which I'm not going to lie, isn't that great. So I think Google might clean up this industry. Canva's integration might not be great. Although Canva's traffic has like quadrupled with this ChatGPT integration, which is hilarious. So it's been a good marketing push for Canva. But I think Google for like Sheets is going to crush it here. They can generate a fully editable slide in your deck. It's going to match the overall theme. It's going to draw from context of all of your files, your emails, everything on the web, everything Google knows about you. If you don't like the slide, you can ask Gemini to adjust it. You could say something like, match the colors to the rest of my deck, make this more minimal. I mean, basically, this is the way I think all software is going in the future. It's how I use Lovable. I just am sitting there chatting with it on the side, telling it how to edit and change things. And it's doing that. And I think that's how people are going to build decks and work with spreadsheets. And so you're able to just kind of talk with it and it'll kind of edit all of that on the go. Which, yeah, by the way, for anyone, I recently gave a whole thing about why you should make a pitch deck on our school community. And I think using this new integration on Sheets is a great tool to help you get that pitch deck done. Just a little PSA for everyone.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think a lot of these tools are going to, you know, increase productivity and change the way we work. It's already kind of funny when they had that Lovable had on Sunday, they had a free day. So you didn't use any credits. So I was on there for like 6 hours. But, you know, I was working on three different projects at once. So after I gave my command, you know, my prompt for the one app, I would go work on this other one. And so, you know, I had different tabs open at once. But if you think about it, that productivity is 3x, you know, I mean, it's probably 300x actually what I could have done before. But the fact that, you know, that you have all these things working for you, this, I think, is another example of that. You know, you don't have to spend, you know, an hour making a PowerPoint presentation or a pitch deck for based off a conversation you had. You know, you can have it be already customized to the specific person you're reaching out to. And, you know, it's just a huge productivity time saver, and I'm excited about it.
Yeah, it's amazing. The other thing that I think is cool, a new feature they're adding, is inside of Google Drive, just the search inside of Drive. I basically love the concept of making all search AI search now, because it can just be so much more rich. And they're doing that with Drive, where if you say something like, you know, find the customer feedback document from the winter campaign last year, instead of like in the past, search wasn't able to pull that up, but now it understands the context of every document. It scrolls through them. I actually realized my favorite, my first sample of what this search looked like was on ChatGPT when I was just searching for conversations in ChatGPT. I'm so used to like the old archaic search where I would have to try to think of like keywords of things I said and then like try to put that keyword in, and it's almost like Command F. And it's just searching for that keyword and everything.
Yep.
That is old ghetto search. New AI, beautiful, amazing search. Thank you, Google. Inside of your docs is like, describe something roughly what you're sort of looking for, and it will be able to like piece through what everything says and is about and pull it up for you. And it's less of like, here's a list of documents, but it's like, you know, it's showing you like different documents. It's showing you different slides. It's showing you different spreadsheets that any of these could possibly be what you're looking for. It basically makes you an AI overview of your search. And so to me, that is hallelujah, amazing, way more useful.
Yes, absolutely. So if you want to, we appreciate you listening today and listening to us gab for, you know, 12 minutes about these tools, but we're really excited about them. If you want to join our school community, we'd love to have you be a part of it. We release bonus content over there each week. And if you are listening and you appreciated this episode, please leave us a rating or review wherever you're listening. Those mean the world to us and help us reach more people with the podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You're listening to a podcast right now, driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.